Good morning, everybody. That was better than usual. Good job. You're getting to know the way of doing things now. I've conditioned you well. Welcome to Union Congregational Church, a church in the United Church of Christ, where no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. Of course, if you're new to us or want to find out more about us, you can do so by scanning the QR code on your phone, and you'll get lots of answers to frequently asked questions and to let us know that you're with us. So thank you for being here. And I get to say now, whether you are in these pews or online, whether today or throughout the week, we're glad that you're here because our camera works again. So thank you to Nate Hall of Hall Audiovisual for taking care of that for us. It's been a long haul. We had to send the camera to Pennsylvania, for goodness sakes, for evaluation and fixing, and so that's why it took so long. But we're just glad to have it back, and I'm glad that I don't have to go home and edit a sermon video again. So that's a good thing. couple of announcements this morning. So registration is open for Vacation Bible School, and I won't say too much more about that so as not to steal CE's thunder. But register those kids. It's going to be a fun time. Creation Care Survey. So if you're on our email list, you got an email on Friday. The newly formed Creation Care Team is looking for your input on certain things that we're thinking about doing, and we need that information pretty soon because of some grants that we might be able to get to do some of that work. So there are various different things that they have discussed. There will be a QR code on the screen during the offertory, which could be a good time for you to get that done. If you got the email, the link is also in there. And also, there are paper copies on the butcher block for that. And we want survey results back by this coming Friday, June 5th, 6th, whatever that Friday is. 5th. Thank you, Becky. But sooner if you can. But last day for sure will be Friday the 5th. So, Rick, anything to add?
I was just going to say that there's a little bit of, as you mentioned, a little bit of a time frame here because there are some deadlines for possible solar rebates and that type of thing.
Right.
And we really appreciate everybody's feedback. So if you have anybody has any questions, feel free to track me down.
Sounds good. Just to repeat in case Zoomers didn't hear, the reason why we are asking for this information so quickly is because there is a timeline for some solar rebates that we don't have long to take advantage of. So that is why we're doing that. Let's see. It was you or Kathy? I don't remember which. Okay. Both. Okay.
Good morning. The Safe Church announcement. The state requires us to hold a safe church or safe sanctuary meetings every 2 years. So 2026 is our new year. I'm going to run two classes this week on Monday and Thursday night at 6:30. If you cannot attend, but you still want to work with our youth, whether you're a youth group chaperone, a future faith partner, Sunday school teacher, Sunday school assistant, Vacation Bible School, any of that, we would like you to attend one of these two meetings. If you cannot attend, please let me know, and you'll get the recorded video to watch at your convenience then. Thank you.
Good morning. So just a little announcement regarding Vacation Bible School. Each year we partner with Emmanuel Lutheran Church and the United Methodist Church to provide a fun, faith-filled experience for the youth in our community through Vacation Bible School. This year's Vacation Bible School theme is Lava Lava Luau, which focuses on learning how to understand and control our emotions in positive, faith-centered ways. We invite you to register your children or grandchildren for this special event on Friday, June 19th. Registration is available online at ucccwapan.net. As part of Vacation Bible School, we will also be supporting two local organizations, the Wapan Food Pantry and Reach Wapan. Each year, we choose a mission project that benefits our local community. This year, we are collecting fruit cups and juice boxes to support the food pantry's summer bag lunch program, needed school supplies for the REACH program. List of requested school supplies are available on the table in the fellowship hall. Please feel free to pick one up. Thank you in advance for your generosity and support as we work together to serve local families and create a meaningful experience for our children. Thank you.
Thank you both. Are there any other announcements this morning?
I have one or two. I guess need a few more people for June liturgist. I believe Jane has already gracefully signed up, so thank you. And then also, I'll be starting to do coffee hour again in the next week or two, so if you're available, so please shoot me an email if you're interested. Thank you.
Thanks, Alana. Okay, let's take a deep breath together as we center ourselves into a time of worship. We'll be starting today with a video. This is something that my community of practice facilitator read to us this week at our last community of practice gathering, and it works well with our worship today, so I made a video for us.
An Invitation to a Brave Space by Mickey Scott B. Jones. Together, we will create brave space, because there is no such thing as a safe space. We exist in the real world. We all carry scars, and we have all caused wounds. In this space, we seek to turn down the volume of the outside world. We amplify voices that fight to be heard elsewhere. We call each other to more truth and love. We have the right to start somewhere and continue to grow. We have the responsibility to examine what we think we know. We will not be perfect. It will not always be what we wish it to be. But it will be our brave space together. And we will work on it side by side.
Please stand for the call to worship. We arrive fully into this moment, Holy One. We open to sense your presence among us. We hear you say, I am holding this world. We need you, Jesus, to help us. We come to you as your first disciples did. We hear you say, I am holding this world. Spirit of divine love, come to us with your healing waters. We hear you say, I am holding this world. Please join me in the opening prayer. Holy One, in these days, we know we must be persistent to find hope in times of hopelessness, mercy in times of closed-mindedness, community in times of division. Help us remember that each time we do that work, you are with us, showing us the way. Amen. The opening hymn is number 652, This Is the Day.
Thank you.
Amen. You may be seated. Okay. We're gonna go forward with the scripture and sermon. At this point, we would have gone ahead and done our graduate recognition, but one of our two graduates is not here yet. So we're hoping that they will come later, and that will do it. I'm thinking that if they're not here after the sermon, we're just going to proceed go from there. Between we'll put it between the sermon and the prayer time. So I think that's what we're going to do. So Jane.
Chapter 6, verses 14 to 18. The writer of the letter to the Ephesians reminds them that to be followers of Jesus is to engage in the struggle to bring more love and justice into the world, not by force and might, but with righteousness, peace, faith, and prayer. Stand, therefore, and belt your waist with truth, and put on the breastplate of righteousness, and lace up your sandals in preparation for the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all of the saints. Our second reading is from Luke 22, verses 66 through 71. It's a moment when the truth of Jesus' power through love can't be denied by those who are trying to justify his execution. What greater love or power can there be than the one that defeats death? When day came, the assembly of the elders of the people, both chief priests and scribes, gathered together, and they brought him to their council. They said, "If you are the Messiah, tell us." He replied, "If I tell you, you will not believe, and if I question you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God." All of them asked, "Are you then the Son of God?" He said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips." Here in the readings for today, may God bless us as we learn from these holy words.
Amen. Thank you, Jane. So our media song for today is "I'm Still Standing" by Elton John, and this is a live version of it. I was charged with making the presentation this time, and I wanted to use this version specifically because this was the first version that I heard when I heard this song for the first time, and so and this is a performance that I keep going back to. I almost like it better than the studio version. So here it is. I'm Still Standing.
You can never know what it's like. Blood like water, future just that hot. The whole lonely light shine on me. What about the record you hide behind that mail to you? I think you think this book will never win. But look at me, I'm a coming back again. All it takes is got love in a simple way. So you don't know what I'm looking at. You just fade away. You know, I'm still standing, still now empty. I'm looking like a fool survivor, feeling like a little kid. I'm still standing after all this time. Looking at the future I've
But you never meant to cut me down. For love got the service, get down by now. You know I'm still dead, better than I ever did. You're like a super lover, you're like a lantern. I'm still dead after all this time. Gonna have to keep it up my heart without you on my mind. I'm still dead, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm still dead.
Expect that. Friends, let us pray. God, be in our heads and in our thinking. Be in my voice and in my speaking. Be in our hearts and in our loving. Speak through me or in spite of me for the benefit of your holy word. Amen. So when I was little and learning how to ride a bike for the first time, my dad told me that it was really important to wear a helmet because if I didn't and if I fell, I could get very badly hurt. You know, he didn't go into the whole brain injury thing. I don't think he wanted to scare me that much. But when I started riding a bike, I think I also wore knee pads each time, and it ended up being this practice of taking care of my body so that I could enjoy myself and have fun. Then, when my dad and I would ride together and I saw someone not wearing a helmet, I wasn't very subtle about it because my dad was smart and he knew what he was talking about. So I might have embarrassed my dad a time or two when I said a little too loudly, "Hey, Dad, why isn't that guy wearing a helmet?" I don't remember what he said after I would say that, but I'm sure that he quickly turned us the other direction so that we wouldn't have to face an angry person. So, today is our final Sunday of the series on prayer that we've been undergoing since the Sunday after Easter. Today, we're talking about persistence, reaching the part in the Lord's Prayer where we affirm that the glory and the power and the realm of peace belong to God. Dr. Marcia McPhee, who designed this series, reminds us that the power Jesus spoke of and that the early Christians invoked made the powerful of the world very nervous because it expressed a confidence that ultimately the world is in God's hands, not the powers of principalities. That's why we listen to the story of Jesus' trial. While it makes sense that many of us don't want to think of Christianity as a political enterprise, especially in these times, I think we would be remiss if we didn't acknowledge that for people in the early church, Christianity was very political. Persisting and remaining in covenant as Christians carried a great deal of risk. So today we're going to talk about what it meant to persist in biblical times and what it means today. I'm going to eventually talk about how we might be called to join in that persistence in our own church. Don't worry, I'm not going to get super political in the sense of talking about our current political and ideological system, but I am going to call us to be bold and true to who we are, which can be risky in itself. And if you'll trust me, I think this could be a message that might help all of us right now, myself included. I felt very empowered by the message that the Spirit has placed on my heart this week to share with you. So, a little historical context would help us understand this text a little bit more easily. According to the book of Ephesians, Paul wrote this while he was on house arrest in Rome. Some biblical scholars are skeptical as to whether Paul is the author, because this text has a much different writing style than many of Paul's other letters. But if this is true, it's very compelling. Paul was imprisoned in the mid-60s CE for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, which was frequently at odds with Jewish teachings, and asserted that even Gentiles could be welcomed into this new kind of faith. And because of the wartime culture of the day, we see a lot of language that talks about keeping our faith like a war. It was likely one of the most accessible metaphors that people could understand. You know, when we think of helmets today, we don't necessarily think of helmets like wartime helmets. You know, we think about bike helmets. We think about those things. But if any of this takes you by surprise, you're onto something. Paul talks about wearing helmets of salvation. In other words, stay true to your faith and lean on it in times of trouble. As Paul finishes this letter in verse 20, he calls himself an ambassador in chains. And before that, in verse 12, he explains why the fight matters. He says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and bone, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against cosmic powers in this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." You know, he's being pretty blunt to recognize the fact that early Christians were not fighting against other people, but instead fighting against the systems that kept them stuck in warfare, stuck in inequality, stuck in injustice, stuck in slavery, and stuck in hopelessness. Now, when I was putting together the video that we just watched for I'm Still Standing, I knew that by definition, it would land in a rather gritty way. Bernie Taupin wrote pretty pointed lyrics, which lend themselves to reflecting on various kinds of injustice in this world. "Once I could have never hoped to win. You're starting down the road and leaving me again. The threats you made were meant to cut me down." You know, we hear this kind of rhetoric when we're protesting, when we're talking about various kinds of oppression, all sorts of things. God have mercy. In my research, though, Bernie Taupin actually wrote these lyrics as a simple brush off to an ex, essentially saying, "Don't worry about me, and I'm fine, and also screw you." But he's perfectly happy that the world turned it into something more powerful, an anthem of survival and resilience. Now, the song got bigger than its author intended, and maybe that's what happens when ordinary people stay standing. The story grows past them. In the piece, I wanted to demonstrate lots of different kinds of standing. From something as large scale as a women's march to a video of my mom ringing the bell at the end of cancer treatment, to a reminder for our congregation about how our church lives out its mission in the years and generations to come. Friends, it won't be easy to preach our particular message into the future. The divisions in our culture, even among churches in a town this size, have only gotten wider. And people's disagreements about how to interpret Scripture have only gotten stronger. That's why, if we want to grow the church into something that's more welcoming, more inclusive, we might have to do things that might make us uncomfortable. We might feel God calling us to do more boots on the ground work than we've been accustomed to doing. As we enter into Pride Month, which happens in June, for instance, we might be called to be bolder about our welcome of the LGBTQ+ community, for example, because I think we know how many of us feel about our church's welcome. We may not always come to a consensus on the specifics, but all of us in different ways have experienced the culture of this church as more welcoming than other churches we've been to. And we might know this to be true ourselves, but I believe that there are so many people in this wider community that are hungry for the message that we provide. People in this area are looking for a welcoming community of faith, and they might be disappointed by the message that are shared, the messages that are shared in other churches in this community until they come to us. That reminds us why our work matters. I shared the poem, An Invitation to a Brave Space, at the beginning of worship to give us some thoughts on how we might cultivate tools for that. I'll repeat just a couple of phrases from that poem to keep them in our brains. He says, "We call each other to more truth and love. We have the right to start somewhere and continue to grow." But no matter how we do that work of growth, our actions should always be grounded in our mission: love God's creation, share in fellowship, and live Christ's example. As we go into this week, I invite you to consider how you personally want to be a part of that. In your words, in your actions, in your giving, in your prayer, and in your passion. Each of you has incredible gifts, and I've had the good fortune of experiencing where many of you find your passion. We as a church are still standing after all this time. I believe we have the sacred call of asking ourselves what the wider community of Waupun would miss out on if our church disappeared tomorrow. These questions may not be easy or comfortable, but if we stand our ground, if we stay true to what we believe, God might just do something unexpected with a small church in a small town that chose to stay standing. And if we fall, that's what the helmet is for. So, my friends, let's go into this week, into this summer, and into the months and years to come, creating brave spaces, wearing our helmets, and always, always leading with love. Thanks be to God. Amen. Now we come into a time of honoring our graduates. We will start off with a PowerPoint that Chris Van Buren made. You'll see pictures of our graduates. We have two of them that we're honoring today, Allison Indermule and Colson Whitehouse. And this is Place in This World by For King and Country.
Life of pages waiting to be filled. A heart that's hopeful, a head that's full of dreams. But this becoming is harder than it seems. Feels like I'm looking for a reason. A vision that I can call my own. Show me I'm looking for a reason. Roaming through the night to find my place in this world. My place in this world. Not a lot to lean on. I need your light to help me find my place.
For putting that together. So at this time I invite to come forward Kathy Indermule, who is the chair of Christian Ed, and Becky Smith, who is our Christian Ed coordinator, and also our graduates who are here. And the way that this is going to work is that we are going to share a litany together to bless these people on their way. It's too bad that Colson couldn't be here in person today. Allie, I'm not going to make you talk too much, but do you want to share anything about what you're doing after this?
Well, I currently work at a nonprofit helping homeless people after I graduated, so yeah.
That's great.
Oh, out of Jefferson County, CAC Community Action Coalition. So
great. Wonderful work. Thank you so much. Great. Okay, so I have a little bit, Becky has a little bit, and congregation, you have a little bit. So just follow along on the screen here. Okay. Today, we honor you who are graduating, for you are on a sacred journey. Your journey is not only the learning of your mind, but the growing of your heart.
We celebrate the effort you have given to accomplish this.
For the journey yet to come. May God always give you gifts of curiosity and discipline. May God give you courage to explore new things.
May the Spirit work in you that in all you do, you may serve God.
May the Spirit give you grace to do justice, to love kindly, and to walk humbly with God. May you know always that Christ goes with you. We who have made journeys give you our blessing.
By the grace of God, we surround you with our prayers.
Our spirits will go with you, for we too are pilgrims. Always learning, by the grace of God, beginning and new. Go in peace and serve God with joy. Amen. Becky, do you want to talk a little bit about the gifts?
Sure. Each of the graduates are receiving a leather keychain, and I don't have it memorized, but on one side is the coordinates for the Waupun Union Congregational Church. And then I believe it says, here, you're always home. Here you go, Al.
Congratulations. Wonderful. And you can be seated. Thank you so much. So now we enter into a time of more intentional prayer for the people and situations that need our prayers and our love today. Let's start by taking a few moments of silence. Amen. I have a few prayer requests to share with you today. And after each one, I will say, God, in your mercy, and I invite you, if you'd like, to respond, receive our prayer. So, God, in your mercy, receive our prayer. John and Linda are home from the hospital. John is doing well after his open heart surgery. If you remember, he had an emergency triple bypass earlier this week. So, or I should say last week. Sorry. And he was in the hospital for 5 or 7 days, and now they are home. John of of course, is still in, you know, some pain, but things are being managed well, and they are both very relieved to be home and have him resting there instead of in the hospital. So for John and for Linda, God in your mercy. And as soon as John and Linda got home from the hospital, Roger Blaze went back into the hospital. He is now at St. Mary's in Madison after a fall. He had a head injury and some other trauma, and he has chosen to go into hospice care at this point. We pray for Roger, for Roger's sons, and for his family, and for his community. And I want to give thanks for the care committee reps that are seeing him. Kathy and Bob Cosgrove have seen him a decent amount, as well as Becky Smith. And in fact, Becky was the one who found him on the floor on Thursday and made sure he got to the hospital. So thank you, Becky. So for Roger, God in your mercy. Any other prayers this morning? Alana's coming.
Thank you. I have a cousin, Val, in South Dakota, that 2 years ago lost their grandson, Emmett, to a very rare autoimmune disease that wasn't discovered till 2006. Mm. Primarily affects males, but now the granddaughter is exhibiting symptoms, and they've taken her, Clara is her name, they've taken her to Mayo, so I'd like to pray for Clara and Val and their entire family.
Yes, indeed, for Clara and Val, God in your mercy. Darwin Van de Zand asked for...
I'd invite everybody this week, my wife is having surgery, for an extra prayer. You're going to have a cancer.
Yeah. For Darwin and Georgianne, as Georgianne has some surgery for cancer, God in your mercy. Anything else today? And make sure that I don't have anything else on my sheet here. Jim and Harriet. They're looking for some more visits as they both deal with their various medical situations, with Harriet being on hospice and with Jim having some medical issues as well. So if you know Jim and Harriet and you would like to visit them, they would very much like that. Anything on Zoom?
No, but I have something.
Okay.
I ask additional prayers for Paul and Laura Reynolds. Last Sunday, Paul made a quick trip to the hospital. He was not doing well. He went by ambulance, and then I understand the ambulance had to come again there on Monday. So continued prayers for Paul and Laura.
Yes, indeed. God in your mercy. Anything else? Okay. Then let us be together in a time of prayer. God in your grace and love, you remind us of why our work matters. You remind us the power of being together in community, in prayer, and in love for one another. We ask you to be with all of those whose names have been listed and spoken this morning, and all of those whose names are on our hearts. We also ask you to be with those who have been disenfranchised and oppressed by systems. And help us be the light of hope and love and the recognition that there is another way to believe in Jesus. For all of those who are hungry now, for all of those who are facing housing insecurity, for all of those who are being discriminated against, for all of those who are ill, for all of those who are facing their final journey of this life into the beautiful promise of life eternal. And for all of those in need of a special portion of your love, O God. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our brother and friend, who showed us the way and taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. The time has come to offer our gifts back to God. Here at UCC Waupun, we give thanks for all gifts that are given, whether through time, talent, treasure, or prayer. You may do so by giving a gift in the offering plate as the ushers come around, or you may also give online at uccwaupun.net. But however you give, may you do so with the understanding that that your gift benefits this not only this local church, but also the Church Universal. And take out those phones, scan that QR code, and part of your gift today will also be giving us your thoughts about how this church wants to respond to the many needs of our environment. Join me in the prayer of dedication. Faithful Spirit, bless our offerings to the story of our survival, to what we have made it through, to the sometimes heroic efforts taken to get through the day. Bless our offerings to the fierce love that flows through and beyond our mere survival. Amen. Our closing hymn is number 569, God of Grace and God of Glory. Before I give the benediction, I just want to let people know that in the fellowship hall there is cake to recognize our graduates. So all are welcome. My friends, may you go from this place remembering that your light and your love is what the world needs. Our church is still standing after all this time. May you go from this place remembering that God is with you as you go be the light of the world. And God equips you with the tools you need. So as you go into a world in need of hope, wear your helmet and wear the clothing of God's love around your shoulders. Because God is with you, and God will change the world through you. And now may the love of God, the grace of Jesus Christ, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord, and let's eat some cake. Amen.
Thank you.